Okay, case number nine, 23-479. Avon.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Could you please state your name, the agency you represent?
Yes, my name is Jeff Gilbert with the Avon Police Department.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, sir. The appellant filed an application for a temporary pistol permit with the town of Avon. A standard pistol permit background investigation was conducted, and it was discovered that the appellant failed to disclose two arrests as well as an alias on the sworn and notarized application that the appellant filed as part of this process. As a result of this failure to disclose a prior criminal history and the alias, the temporary pistol permit was denied.
Would you like to make a brief opening statement, sir?
Can I ask one question first?
Sure.
I'm from California originally, and I moved out here after COVID. Mm-hmm. Well, not directly out here, but I moved out here. And is there any way that I don't have to have a concealed carry in order to just take my firearm and go take it to the range, unload it?
No. In Connecticut, if you want to take it out of your home, you need to have a concealed carry permit.
So when you say firearm, is it long guns or
a handgun?
You need a permit.
How long has this been in effect here?
Since about 1950.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Right.
But I do have a statement. I'm here today because this is simply a misunderstanding. The errors in my application were in no way deliberate or intent to deceive. Based on the first page of the pistol permit, of the application, which requests 7 years of employment, 7 years of addresses. I mistakenly assumed that the 7 years was the time frame for all subsequent questions. I take full responsibility for the mistakes I made in the past as a young man. I have paid for those mistakes, and I have been an upstanding citizen for the last 24 years of my life. I don't, nor do I have a criminal record or criminal history since. I am a responsible gun owner and a strong believer in gun safety. The only reason I have a handgun is for home defense. And they're all always locked up, out of the way, from my child. And I've had this firearm for over a decade. I have no interest in carrying a concealed weapon. I only want to transport my gun to the shooting range. And now I'm open for questions.
Okay, well, that's just your opening statement.
Yes.
So now we go into the evidence of the case.
Yes.
So, okay, you may proceed with your case, sir.
Sure. On or about October 13, 2022, the appellant filed an application for a pistol permit with Avon, and that's when it was discovered that he failed to disclose these two previous arrests on the sworn and notarized application. The first arrest was from Oakland, California in 1994 for a false statement regarding benefits and was under the appellant's name. The second arrest was from Sacramento, California in 2001 for a DUI. And this 2001 arrest was under a different name, DOB and Social Security number, than that provided by the appellant during the application process. It should be noted that this arrest was supported by fingerprints and the results were returned through the FBI on the fingerprint-supported criminal history check. Neither the alias nor the alternate Social Security number were disclosed on the sworn and notarized application. The investigating officer questioned the appellant on these discrepancies, and the appellant stated that he did not feel that they needed to be disclosed because they were so long ago and he did not feel that they were quote-unquote real arrests. The appellant's application was denied for making false statements through omission on an official sworn and notarized application submitted as part of the temporary pistol permit process. The suitability could not be determined due to the false statements through omission and the lack of any supporting documents, such as a legal name change or other proof for the reasons of these multiple identities, including names, social security numbers, and dates of birth. The end.
Do you have any questions for the officer?
Yes, okay. I do. When I spoke to Officer Vest, when he had talked to me, this statement saying that the applicant did not feel he needed to disclose the prior arrest because they were so old, that's not what I said to him.
Well, no, you're supposed to ask him questions, okay.
I'm sorry. That's okay. That's not what I said to Officer Vest. Okay. I told him that...
That's not a question.
Got to
ask.
Oh, okay.
He said a whole bunch of stuff, and you could ask some questions to clarify.
Okay.
And then you'll get your chance to bring all that up.
My question is, how did this Social Security number that you found, I see that prior to following up on that, you stated, where is it? The Social Security number in question, four names came back, and none of them were Brian Stewart. Where did you get this information?
I think it says one of them was.
Yeah, and then right here you got a typo that says four, you know,
So there was two Social Security numbers were returned on your criminal history check.
Uh-huh.
So as a part of research of trying to determine any additional criminal history, I ran your name and the various combinations of names and Social Security numbers through TLO, which is like a search engine type situation.
Uh-huh.
And those were the results that we returned. Some obviously came back to nothing,
right.
And some came back to you, and one of the combinations came back to the alias that was from the first arrest, the second arrest.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And okay. Yeah. I don't have any more questions for him as far as that.
Okay. Thank you. Does the board have any questions for the witness?
Just for the two arrests, were there convictions?
I would have to go back and look at the criminal history.
I have the light.
Okay, that's okay. And you're being helpful, but so you don't recall?
I don't recall.
Okay. I guess
they were still on the criminal history return from the FBI and NCIC. So
through that. And for the 2001 DUI, you said there's a different name, date of birth, and social, and that arrest, at least the arrest anyway, came back based on the fingerprint check.
Correct.
Okay, I guess we can ask the appellant about that.
I have a criminal history right here.
I just curious about the convictions.
The first one, criminal history, cycle one, was disposition, probation terminated. That was a 94 arrest. The 2001 arrest, charge literal to plea to 23-103 in lieu of disposition, convicted, probation. This is what
Thank
I have on the fingerprint supported.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions by the board? Okay, I guess now it's your turn. You can tell us what you want us to know.
Okay, so on that, the arrest in 1994, that doesn't even show up on my life scan. So they really, basically, I would have, if I'd have known that they were going to go 30 years, three decades back, I was under the impression that this was a 7-year background check in lieu of the question here in the application that says last residential address for the last 7 years. And subsequently, when they asked about providing names, in my mind I'm thinking, in the last 7 years, have you had gone by any other name? In the last 7 years, have you had any arrests? Which is no, no, and no. For the last 24 years of my life, I have no criminal history, none whatsoever. And when I filled this out, I was unclear. And when I came here from actually from Maine. I moved from Maine because of the laws here, especially with the assault weapons. I have a child, a young daughter, that is in school here, so it's very important to me. When he was asking me these questions, I really thought I had no reason to lie about these incidents, because they've all been dismissed.
Well, that's not what he said. He didn't say they were dismissed. They were convictions.
But I have them here as dismissed. I did send you guys the live scan in my appeal.
The live scan is kind of irrelevant. As long as you still have fingerprints, something will come up. That's what's at issue.
Okay. All right. That's fine. But so when it says dispo dismissed for the 2001 the DUI, is that...
I don't know what live scan is. I don't know what that is.
I did have it. I put it in my...
But the official one is the record he has.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I have them as dismissed. But nor did I know. I'm a federal contractor, and I had a serious application that I had to fill out in order to become a federal contractor for the post office. And I have nothing to hide. I did not do this deliberately, nor did I willfully try to deceive the Avon Police Department. As a matter of fact, I have great respect for you guys. They don't racially profile. You guys have a presence, but you're not overly heavily in the area. Which, that's why I just want you guys to know I'm not a bad guy. And I don't need to carry a concealed weapon. Never was intended to carry a concealed weapon. Nor will I, if you decide yeah or nay, I will. I just don't see.
That doesn't matter because... Okay. Giving you a permit allows you to. That's right. All. It's right. What okay. You do with it. We can't put limits or conditions okay. on your permit.
All right.
Do you have any questions for the...
I do not, sir.
Okay. Board have any questions?
Just how did the 2001 DUI have a different name and date of birth?
Good question.
I know.
In 1991, I got a DUI. I had just moved to Sacramento.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
In 1991,
in 2001, I had the ID because I had left Sacramento and I needed to have because of the DUI, and I wasn't able to take care of it with DUI school and pay the fines. I was in a tight financial spot, and so what ended up happening is I needed a license at that time in Sacramento. If you were caught driving without a license for your job or whatever, they would confiscate your car. And so, actually my father's passed, but my father actually got me the license, so I was able to drive.
And when he got your license in a false name?
Yes. A long time ago, 23 years ago, he's passed now. And I regret that the mistake that I made, once they took it in 2001, I have no longer gone under anything. Under any alias, and I only used the alias so I could just drive, and also so when my boss would rent cars in different states, I could actually pick them up. That time.
Okay, so just you back up a little bit. So in 2001, you got arrested for DUI.
Right.
You had a fake ID, fake driver's license.
Right.
Did you have prior to 01, then you had been arrested for DUI, and your license was under suspension?
Yes, in 1994. But I didn't get it in 1994. It was more like 1999. Once I got this position, this job where I needed to drive.
So in 94, all we had was a false statement. Arrest.
Yeah.
So part of that was a DUI.
Yeah.
All right. So DUI. You had the DUI sometime in like 94, 95-ish.
Right. 94. Yes.
Your license was suspended in California.
Yes.
And then you obtained a fake ID.
Yes.
Got arrested and charged under the fake ID.
Yes.
Did it at that point, when they did a fingerprint check, you didn't anything did anything occur based on the fake ID? You're charged with anything with that?
No. They just confiscated it. Okay, that was so it.
Did they realize, when you were being processed, did they realize you were using a fake name and ID at the time?
Well, what they did when I was processed, they found my real name because I had still had cash checks. So they found my real name, and then they saw that I had the Brian Stewart, and so they took that, and that was the end of that.
Were you using a different social at the time also?
No, I wasn't. I only just had the ID. I don't know where he got the social security numbers or where they found them.
I don't know if maybe you provided that when you're being processed.
No,
I
did not.
I did not. The assumed name.
Oh, that's possible too, yeah.
Yeah, I did not.
It gets connected that way.
Yeah. And I was just trying to figure out that scenario.
What else did you use that false name for?
Just to drive, that's it.
Did you stop by the police any other times?
Nope.
Get any other traffic tickets?
Nope.
Applying for a job?
Nope.
Any way trying to get out of something?
Nope.
How about?
Just driving.
And how long did you drive under that false name?
A year, 1999, so 2 years. And that's when I had the position, and I wasn't actually always in Sacramento. I was working as a contractor, so I was in Oregon as well.
And do you understand that the main reason for this denial is that you were not truthful on your application?
Yes. But I told, as I stated, I was under the impression that the background check was only 7 years. So if they wanted more, I would have happily given them more information. But I did not know that it was going to, I thought it was just for, the background check was for 7 years.
Only for the employment. Otherwise, the question is ever. Have you ever?
And I answered it because I said, in the past 7 years, that's how I answered every subsequent question.
Yeah.
Truthfully, that's what I did. I'm not.
What town do you live in right now?
Avon.
You still live in Avon?
Yes. I bought a house.
Anything else? The false benefits statement at 94, could you explain that a little bit?
False benefits was basically I claimed 2 extra weeks on a statement, and that's it.
What kind of statement?
Unemployment. Unemployment insurance, sorry. I had claimed 2 extra weeks again financially. It was a tough time in 94 through 92,000 for me. And I had just claimed 2 extra weeks, and that's falsifying. That's falsifying your unemployment.
Any other questions by the board?
What is it that you do now, sir?
I am a network. I'm a network engineer, providing SD-WAN solution to the United States Post Office, and I had to be a federal contractor in order to have access to their network.
I'm not familiar with the terminology, so what
sorry.
Does that mean?
Software-defined networking. So basically, post office, each site needs to have an upgrade, so they have an edge router that we send in to them, and we connect that edge router to the VPN through the internet, and it connects to all other various sites all around, across the United States of America, post office.
That's to secure the transfer of
information, yes, between the sites and their corporate offices.
Thank you.
Okay. If there's anything else you want to tell us, you can make a brief closing statement.
Yes, I hope that this misunderstanding.
I'm sorry, I have one more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How long have you worked for the post office?
I've been there for, I don't work exactly for
as a contractor.
For 3 years now.
All right, did you disclose to them that you
yes.
had been arrested and used a false name in
yes.
in 2001?
Because they asked me, have you ever been, in 25 years, have you been arrested? Every question was, in the past 25 years or in the past 15 years. It's very specific.
So you told them of the 2001 arrest
yes,
under
sir.
A false name?
Yes, sir.
Not just the arrest?
Not just the arrest, everything. Yes.
Okay, all right. Anything else?
So I hope that I have proven to the Avon Police Department and to yourselves that this was just an error in filling out the application. I did not deliberately try to not disclose information to the Avon Police Department. I didn't. There was no thought of deceiving or anything. When I turned it in, I believed I was filling it out completely and honestly. 7 years background check, I figured they were going to check 7 years. Why else would you ask for me for 7 years of employment and 7 years of my address if you're not going to verify that? So I assumed that it was for 7 years. Not to mention, in California, the background checks only go 7 years, and they only look for felonies. So when he asked that question, they're not real arrests. That's not what I said to him. I told him that I thought that this only goes this background check was only for 7 years. I did not realize that you were going to go further back. I would have given you the information. And I told him that, I was so shocked. I said, this is so long ago, you know. And I said to him, not that I said that they weren't real arrests. I said that they weren't felony arrests. That's what I said to him. And so I honestly did not mean to deceive or that was not my intent, period.
Yeah, thank you. Closing statement?
I have nothing further.
Comments by the board?
There was a little bit of a history of falsehood. Put it best, false statement. She got probation for the letting, the getting the false ID and the DUI. It's a little concerning. It was 24 years ago, also.
Actually, 30.
'01 was 24 years.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, the
I'm just saying, yeah.
Benefits so there was, it's 30.
Application. It's pretty specific. I understand this. There's one question regarding 7 years, then the rest doesn't mention it all. The questions are very specific that way, but like I said, even so, it's still the last arrest was 24 years ago, so I'm a little torn.
Yeah, just like I said for the last one or a couple, they deserve a. Issuing authority deserves a complete and accurate application. It is incumbent upon the appellant to read the questions carefully, answer them as asked. It's not the Avon Police Department's form. It's the state of Connecticut form.
Okay.
And everybody else in this room, well, I don't want to say that because some get it wrong. But not some, the 7 year, I haven't heard the 7 year one yet. No one has said that to the board. They misunderstood that. They've said they didn't think they wanted felonies. There's all kinds of things that are said, but the seven years is new to me.
Can I answer that? Oh, sorry.
No.
Okay.
No, we're just deciding what to do.
Okay.
Any other comments by the board? I guess my only comment would be that, recognizing the deficiencies in the statements that the appellant's made, it doesn't strike me that based on his demeanor, deportment, experiences, et cetera, that he would necessarily be a threat to public safety were he granted the permit. So that's what I'm wrestling with. So we'll go to a vote here. Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issued authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issued authority.
And I'll go for appellant. So, appellant, you won the case.
Thank you.
Thank you.